This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I do feel like I feel like right now there might be more people willing to bet that if we talk about who's going to win more titles in the next 3 years, Eagles or Chiefs, that people might be leaning Eagles right now. I'm still all on the Chiefs winning at least one of the next three titles.
I can't get past the first comment, though. How could they possibly be the Brady Belichick when they don't even have the most Super Bowls in the era that they play in?
Yeah.
Like in the Jalen Hurts era, let's just start there, and the Chiefs have that one with two Super Bowl titles and three Super Bowls.
Well, and here's the thing about that. I think even saying that with the Chiefs right now, I think is a massive reach.
It's just disrespectful is all it is. Like, I get it. It's in vogue right now to kind of just trash the Chiefs. A lot of people don't believe that the offense is going to be anything, and a lot of people just think that Mahomes isn't going to be anything, and it's wild takes left and right. But there's no certainty that I have that the Eagles are all of a sudden just the creme de la creme of the NFC. Nonetheless, the idea that the Chiefs went through this in the golden age of quarterbacks in the AFC. Mm-hmm. They didn't just go through it a bunch of slappies. They went through Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson and what might be the greatest stretch of AFC quarterbacks we've ever had.
And listen, where I'm at with the Chiefs are, I think this is as close to like the 49ers run. Whereas, like, when Bill Walsh retired and they went, was it one or two more Super Bowls with George mm-hmm. Seifert? I think Kansas City is such a well-oiled machine that I honestly do believe that if Andy Reid retired tomorrow, Matt Nagy or Steve Spagnuolo or whoever, they could get some jamoke in there as a head coach, and I think they're guaranteed to win two more Super Bowls with this cast and crew, with Mahomes. But so I'm saying the 80s and 90s 49ers. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm saying like that. That's where I'm starting the comparison with the Chiefs, who are the dynasty of now, if there is a dynasty now. I think the Eagles are just the next version of the 2017 Eagles, where it's like, I think you have a chance to do something interesting here. I think you have a chance to crack open something here. But can I say that after a title and two Super Bowl appearances in four seasons? I cannot.
I mean, I like Jalen Hurts, but and we've talked about this with the Eagles in the past, is that they are built on amazing. We talked about the two free agency additions that they had before when you added one of the game's great running backs in Saquon and then Zach Bond, and both became all pros. Like that just doesn't happen. We've talked about the draft picks that they've been able to have and the two corners that they got in Quinion and then Cooper DeJean, like we've talked about these things with them, like the rarities that they pulled off from last year's offseason to then be able to work for that whole season it's unheralded. You can't ask them to repeat that twice.
So I was going to ask you about the Eagles, the Chiefs, and more titles in the next 3 years, but I think you've already answered that.
Yeah.
Is there any team that you would take right now for the next 3 years over the Chiefs in terms of how many titles they'll win?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills end up being that answer. Like if we wake up 3 years from now, and I'll throw the Ravens in there as well. Although Lamar stinks in the playoffs, I don't really have belief in him in the postseason. There's a lot of people that stunk in the postseason until they're 26, 27, 28, and then all of a sudden decided that they were just never going to be anything but awesome. Peyton Manning, I think, would be Exhibit A there, right? Peyton Manning was awful in the postseason for the first 4 or 5 years of his career. So I'm open to the idea that the Ravens could be it, the Bills could be it. Is there any other team I'm missing there?
No, I think the trendy pick is the Commanders, but it's like that was one good season and he's a rookie. I think park yourself.
So I like Jaden Daniels, but I think Jaden Daniels is going to have a year two that was similar to CJ Stroud.
I just think that he's been elevated to such a it's unfair. Like there are market corrections on every quarterback from year to year, and that doesn't mean if he takes a half step back, he's bad. Like CJ was admittedly not very good last year, despite the Texans winning.
And even in that, he still ended up winning a playoff game and winning 11 games. He still accomplished the same thing he did in year one, but there was a step back there, an acknowledged step back there.
But like I to me, it is, if I had to take a team, I actually might take the Ravens over the Bills. Because I believe in John Harbaugh. I don't necessarily believe in Sean McDermott.
I don't believe McDermott benefited
from a hell of a quarterback falling into his lap.
At some point, Josh Allen's going to break through. And I don't know if it'll be with McDermott as the head coach or somebody else, but at some point he's going to break through. And when he breaks through, I think he's got a chance to go on a tear.
216-474-0092. Who is more likely to win? Sorry, who is... keep adding words. Words hard. Who is likely to win more titles in the next 3 years, the Eagles or the Chiefs? It does feel like the Eagles are a trendy pick today. I get it. They got the banner last year. Let's see if they can do it again. Let's talk to our buddy Cash.
It's time to put it on the line with Cash Lovett, sponsored by MGM and MGM Northfield Park.
And Cash Lovett joins us now on the Fan Hotline. Cash, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, Nick and John?
We are living the dream here. Let's start with the pick of the night. Obviously, Dallas at the Eagles. How are we feeling?
This one's been really interesting, just seeing it move all over the place. Obviously, before Micah Parsons was traded, they were sitting at 7.5, moved all the way to 8.5, and now we're back at 8. And still, all of the money is on the Eagles, no matter which way we go. I personally am a big fan of the Cowboys +8. Just seeing how the offense is going to come back together. They've already been game planning without Micah for the entire time. And then the Eagles, like y'all have been saying, like that defense is potentially a one-year wonder. 2 years ago, one of the worst in the league. And then a lot of that depth that made them great last year is spread throughout the league.
Chiefs at Chargers in Brazil. Does the Brazil side of this, does that factor into your equation? I'm sure it does, but how much?
It has to a little bit, just because we saw that field last year, and it was absolutely atrocious. They're saying that they went and invested a lot of money into it. But players are already coming out saying they're coming up with their own unique ways to keep their cleats a little bit better, stay a little bit not as clumpy over there. I think it leans a lot towards the over, or pretty low for two high-scoring offenses, 46.5. But really, I love the Chiefs -3. You've already lost your starting left tackle. You're moving your right tackle over to the left side for the Chargers. And then the Chiefs just, you're hoping Hollywood Brown, a year in the office with Andy Reid, who's just fantastic at dialing up an offense. They've already come out and saying, hey, we're going to be throwing it deep, taking a couple more risk and chances. The defense is revamped. They did really good. And then obviously they got a nice little Buckeye to come and save them on the offensive line.
All right, Cash, we had a little debate pre-show today. We've had it running since you, me, and JP first met each other. And if I was siring a child that I wanted to grow up to be somebody that could pick games like an expert, I would probably name them Cash Lovett. That just seems like a lock there. I will ask you, because we debated it, is that your given name, or is this like a nom de pics?
No, it was the best birthday present I ever got. My parents did absolutely fantastic. Actual birth name. It's helped me throughout radio. It's helped me in this industry. And it just fit me perfectly.
Like, did they love Johnny Cash, or what happened here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My dad was always worried he might not have enough money on him, so he named me cash just so he had a little bit extra.
My mom named me after Vincent Price in some soap opera character in 1985, and you're walking around named Cash Lovett. Let's just talk about, I'm just going to say, life isn't fair. That's all we are. So let's move on here. Michigan at Oklahoma, it seems to be the biggest name. They're really the only college football game of significant repute from a national side of things. Where are you at with Michigan at Oklahoma?
Oh, that's not fair to the border war down in the actual Midwest of Kansas and Missouri. But as of actual
good
games,
I said what I said, Cash.
Yeah. But Oklahoma, before this week, was actually only a 3.5-point favorite. They've now moved to 5.5. And my goodness, does that offense look like it's humming on all cylinders. John Mateer came in with his offensive coordinator, a little bit more healthy for their wide receivers. And they got another kid from Southern Illinois, which I didn't even know was a real school. But he came out. Yeah, the Salukis. Keontez Lewis had 9 catches for 119 yards. I think Michigan's still kind of revamping that secondary and defense. So, unfortunately, as a Longhorn fan who's still recovering from last week, I think Oklahoma goes ahead and takes it -5.5.
That's a bad beat right there, being a Longhorns fan.
All right, big game.
It hasn't been great the last two games against Ohio State.
If it helps, the last two games from an Ohio State fan point of view have been very fun. I've just enjoyed the hell out of it, Cash.
I'm sure you have been, but hopefully we meet up in the playoffs one more time.
All right, Cash, we've seen Vegas, and I'm sure the people at BetMGM have also moved the line themselves as well. 4.5 to now 5.5 between the Bengals and the Browns. How are you seeing this one?
Believe it or not, I'm going to be a little bit of a homer here, and I love the Browns at +5.5. I think the Bengals' defense is absolutely atrocious. I see the Browns going a little bit more 2 years ago with Joe Flacco, some two tight end sets. Ball control and defense, all the reports came out saying Myles Garrett was preventing teams from having offensive scrimmages when they were going out and doing their thing. So he's going to come out and show them why he got paid so much until Micah Parsons decided to take the highest paid defender.
All right. My partner really believes the Bengals have a heck of a chance to win, but he refuses
it's such
to
a
guarantee,
shock that I think Joe Burrow is a better quarterback than Joe Flacco.
But he refuses to guarantee a Bengals win on Sunday. Do you think, JP, Truth Seeker? Truth Broker.
You know what it is.
The Truth Broker. Do you think he should guarantee a Bengals win on Sunday for the good of the show, the good of the station?
It serves me no purpose, Cash. It serves me no purpose.
Oh, it always serves a purpose to be right. You got to just guarantee it.
No, it doesn't. If I make that case, all anyone is going to do, I could be right about it. And I all people do is hate me if I make that case. It's a no-win situation.
Like you didn't want to be right, Cash.
It's a no-win situation. And luckily for you, Cash, and for Nick as well, I don't get too enamored with my takes to let it dictate what I want to have happen. So I can believe the Bengals are going to win the game, but obviously I want the Browns to win, and I won't feel in fact, it's actually almost a win-win if you look at it from that perspective. Because if the Browns lose, it stinks, obviously, but then my take is right.
But then if
the Browns win, then that's great, Cash. The Browns have a win.
Cash, do you think he should get off the damn fence?
There's no fence to get off of here. I feel very comfortable not telling the local fan base here that I think their team is going to lose on Sunday with a guarantee. I can tell them they're not going to win, but I don't have to do it with a guarantee. That's just rubbing it in, Cash.
Yeah, that doesn't feel different.
That's just rubbing it in.
Hey, just nice little hedge beforehand. Like you said, I think it's going to happen, but I'm going to give you a little bit of hope. String you along.
All right, final one, buddy. People are calling this the potential AFC Championship game preview. Ravens at Bills. How are we feeling?
That is just disrespectful to any Chiefs fan out there as, what, Patrick Mahomes' 7 straight AFC Championship game. So to call it an AFC Championship preview without them is just a little disrespectful on my side. But if we're going to go that way, I think the Ravens, which this line has flipped tremendously, as they were +1.5 now, -1.5. I think they still cover that with ease. Their defense just seems a little bit better, better built roster all the way around. The running game, Derrick Henry. I think the Ravens kind of get this one running away.
Cash, great stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you next Thursday at 6:30.
Beautiful. Thank you all so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Cash Lovett there.
Put it on the line with Cash Lovett. Find your fun at MGM Northfield Park.
And we've got, in case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.